Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. We are now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission. It is Friday, the 14th of September, 2007. We have now basically seen the sixth anniversary come and go. Hard to believe this year is now more than half over, and the sixth anniversary of those dastardly, bloodthirsty attacks is over. All right, I haven't even gotten into the main body of news today yet, and we have loaded phone lines, and I want to do 9/11 coverage from what I witnessed last week. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to Dale, Bob, Elijah, Mike, and Rob. Then I'm going to cover 9/11 news, and then I'm going to get into how they're going to use global warming to run our everyday lives. I've warned you in games about that. Now it's all over the news today. Micromanaging every aspect of your life. Literal prison planet. That is coming up. Dale in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome. Dale just dropped as I went to him. Bob in Michigan. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm glad to hear you're okay after that little scuffle in New York City.
Oh, yeah, getting arrested for free speech with a non-arrestable offense, yeah.
Yeah, on September 11th, I wore a shirt on my sign on my shirt all day that said 9/11 was an inside job at work, and then on the 12th, I handed out copies of Terror Storm, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2, and Police State 3. I was just wondering, how do you get more involved on a local level than just that? Like, I was thinking about joining the UAW CAP committee, which is like the political arm of the UAW, and last year they took them to Washington, and they got to speak to representatives and Congress and stuff. But I just want to get more involved in this fight and get people informed of the truth.
Well, you could do that. If everybody listening would make copies of my films and other films, if everybody listening would talk to people every day like you're doing, that would fix it right there. It isn't some giant mountain you've got to climb. It's all of us together doing little things. But if your town doesn't have access TV, a town near you within 25 miles will have it. And even if it's a small town, go do an access television show. Jump through the hoops. Ask for their bylaws. It's some places it's easy, some places it's hard. Put films on. Go on yourself. If you've got to buy an hour of radio time on a local AM or FM station that's selling time, get a few sponsors. Pay for the time you're buying. Become a leader. Start your own local organization. Pick issues. Meet with people at the library. There'll be five guys there the first time and 10 the next and 20 the next and 30 the next, and start going out and having a community of activists. You know, meet great people. I mean, it's just about becoming a leader in your area.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much. That's all I wanted to know.
Thank you, Bob. You keep it up, my friend. Elijah in New York. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, I'm glad to be on the air with you. I met you in the city on at Ground Zero. I was the one showing around the new Ron Paul Liberty dollars.
Yeah, they're beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, I love them things. And I wish that we could just get rid of these, the Federal Reserve and everybody by giving them competition and starting to use silver instead of the dollar, the Federal Reserve notes, which are devaluing all the time. I've heard statistics something like 10 that we have inflation like about 10% for food and gas. But
it's been the last month food went up 10%. It went up 5% the month before that. That's a 15% increase, government numbers, in 2 months. I mean, you see it at restaurants, you see it at the grocery store. Stay there. We'll talk about the economy when we get back. Gold went above 714, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're going to go straight back to Elijah, Mike, Rob, and many others here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to get into the 9/11 coverage of what happened in New York. I wasn't able to do that yesterday, and I'm committed to get that done today because it was so interesting. I also want to play the full Geraldo Rivera clip. I mean, it's not the full 25 minutes we took over Fox, but it's the full statements and comments he made about us and basically more selects the bullhorning and my arrest and a few other interesting little addendums. But before we do that, folks, I want you to listen to me very carefully. If the New World Order decides to engineer a depression, or if their system unravels, or if there's any type of economic issue in your area, storable food is such a great hedge against depression and inflation and so many other issues. And the dollar is being devalued rapidly. Gold is going up in prices. The UN and our own government has said that they will use food as a weapon against us, and they've got 2 months supplies for individuals. They've got other preparedness items. They've got emergency kits. They've got year supplies at prices you're not going to believe. It's the longest continually operating company in the U.S., almost 27 years, 26 plus years, and it's the J. Michael Stevens Group, efoodsdirect.com. That's the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Or give them a call and at least get a free brochure, a free catalog, 1-800-409-5633. But I wouldn't wait. I would at least get a 2-month supply. And it's high quality meals and they taste good. So let's say a couple years from now everything's fine, which we hope is the case. You can eat your insurance. You can eat your investment. 1-800-409-5633. And 2 boxes of this fit in your car and are a 2-month supply for one person. It's an absolute must-have. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. You can find their website at the top of InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go back to Elijah in New York City, who I got a chance, now that he reminds me, to meet down at Ground Zero. He pulled out the Ron Paul dollars, silver dollars, this gorgeous double-stamped silver rounds, and said, look at this. And I said, yeah, no, that's great. I believe in it. I've bought some myself. So you were getting into the economy from that point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was getting into the economy. Also, I found that I've been censored on eBay. When I listed up the Ron Paul dollar to be, bought up on eBay, I wound up putting a link to YouTube where Ron Paul owns the Federal Reserve. If you YouTube it, that's where Ron Paul talks about, our monetary.
Yeah, he confronts Fed Chairman Bernanke, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was relevant to the auction because the man's face is on the round, So, no, they wound up calling me up saying, no, I cannot express political views even on eBay, even though I paid them a dollar to list up that item, and plus they would get another commission on the item sells.
And by the way, they do allow political expression all over eBay. They are selectively, and I've gotten reports of this, going after libertarians, true conservatives, anti-war types. I appreciate your call. Really, it's sad to say that this is standard operating procedure now. This is par for the course. In fact, we have a clip today I haven't played yet. John, did you get that clip I sent you of where on September 10th, they're out front Fox News Studios on the sidewalk, and the security guard says they're not allowed to videotape the building. Now, folks, this is in the middle, right off the side of Times Square, a few blocks away. This is in the middle of the media district. There are government cameras everywhere. Fox News videotapes everyone in the streets and pipes it into their feeds every day. It's your right to have a handheld video camera and videotape Fox News. The guy aims his camera at Fox News. He says, here it is, the belly of the beast. And then, boom, the security guard comes over and says, you can videotape the bottom floor, but not above the Fox News logo. That's our policy, and their policy is now law. And I was not going to be arrested for having an unpermitted demonstration. It was unpermitted. There at Fox News Studios. Until the security guard in a suit, plain clothes, ordered them, and we saw them go over and say, that's it, you're arrested. And I said, fine, it's all on video. And then 2 minutes later, I was arrested. It's incredible that that's how, this is what we always heard about the Soviet Union or China. So let's go ahead and play this audio.
This is the home of Fox, Robert Murdoch's Fox News. This is the propaganda wing of the New World Order.
Hello.
Hi. What's that?
So y'all so high. No higher than that news corporation.
Why?
Because it's policy over here.
But that's not the law, though.
Huh?
That's not the law, though.
Okay. Thank you. Studio B command, perimeter.
Wow, let's go. We just got a taste of little totalitarianism there. One of Robert Murdoch's private goons came and told me I couldn't film above the logo sign of the building. When I said, is that the law, he called the police. Oh.
And I don't know if it came across on the audio, but if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, you can watch the video. And he clearly starts calling the police and he says, send police to the perimeter. And he's standing out on the public sidewalk. You can clearly see he's about 15 feet back from the facade of the building where we had been just, the night before and where I'd been arrested. And he walks up and he says, it's our policy. And just, you're going to be arrested. It's our policy. Don't stand on a New York sidewalk and videotape our building. We're going to surveil you, and we're going to push for surveillance all over the country and no freedom, but we're going to have you arrested for videotaping. This is what the country has become, and everywhere in New York City. It wasn't just us. I watched police going, move along, move along, even pushing people, putting their hand on their back and pushing them. And don't sit down there. Get over here. Do what I say. No, it's time for you to learn that you're slaves, all right? Good. Land of the free, home of the brave. Absolutely humiliating. Though a lot of the police were nodding their heads and agreeing with us that the attacks were an inside job. Just heaven help us. Heaven help us. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Chicago. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Thought of something pretty simple. Brought it up to a lot of people on 9/11. And it gets them thinking, because since then they have come back to me and said, wow, I never really looked at it that way. Maybe the simplest solutions are the best ones in this instance. All you have to do is ask them. Don't force them. Don't push them. Just ask them to repeat the official story. 19 guys from Saudi Arabia trained in Afghanistan and attacked us, so we invaded Iraq. Nobody has immediately repeated that to me because it's so ludicrous and doesn't make any sense whatsoever that they have to process it. And it immediately makes them start thinking. There's no real argument that supports what we've done, so when they repeat that to themselves, even if they don't do it in front of you, it forces the wheels to turn whether they want them to or not, and it works.
Then well, I've also found
but that at least gets them to start thinking.
Well, I've also found that it's good to just give somebody a terror storm and say, hey, watch this and tell me what you think. If you know them, just say, give me your opinion on this. Will you watch this? And
I agree with that completely because I've done it before, but I've handed movies to people that they refuse to watch. Oh, yeah, I'll get to it. When you get them to the point that you ask them to repeat the official story, it forces them to think. 19 guys from Saudi Arabia trained in Afghanistan attacked us, so we invaded Iraq. It doesn't make sense. None of it does. And they can't fight that. It's so blatantly obvious to them, they resist repeating it to you. They'll sit there and, like, you know, throw their hands up like they don't even want to touch it. But it forces them to think. And there's no way that they can turn around and just continue to go, oh, no, this is all legitimate, we're doing right. You can't. When you throw it out that easy and that simply, you can't fight that. It's too obvious.
Now the controlled media is saying Iran is behind Al-Qaeda, and we have to attack Al-Qaeda and Iran. Then the White House puts out releases and statements saying we're funding Wahhabists in an attack against Iran, and then you read who the Wahhabists are, and it's the number three in Al-Qaeda.
Maybe that's why it works so well.
This type stuff up. I mean, you cannot make it up. I was bringing this up to an airline pilot who was flying next to me on the way back to Austin, and he just couldn't. Even though he was still pro-war, he just said, yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, I know that's true. Yeah, well, it's a war. We got to have propaganda. I mean, and he knew history, by the way. I talked to him for 4 hours, and he was very intelligent. And he just basically said, well, it's Machiavellian. We've got to basically be evil. And we've got to be, he, quote, said, we've got to be the devil to save America. But then I argued with him about getting rid of the borders, getting rid of the currency, how the globalists are the ones destroying us. And he said, yeah. And he finally said, my gosh, that really makes sense. And I said, yeah, it's one thing if you're Andrew Jackson doing devilish stuff to really build the United States. And that's a bad thing, but that was his age and his time. It's another thing to do devilish stuff and then sell people on it and then somehow convince them it's for America when you're destroying America by design.
I agree with you. I see it happening.
And so he was like Robbie the Robot when he says, I cannot compute. You know, when you give him a question that's an oxymoron, well, I was showing him the flawed logic down every line. Even the Machiavellian view that they've sold a lot of neocons will tell you, okay, maybe we did the attacks. Maybe it's needed to save us because the Muslims are so deadly. I mean, that's what they sold the guys on that planted the bombs in the buildings. I mean, I was there seeing the mindset, brother. I was there witnessing, and I've got to tell that story. It was a four-hour conversation. And at the end of it, of course, I had won. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss. Another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Continuing with phone calls, coming up in the next segment, I'm getting right into the 9/11 and chronicling all that happened, and first going over my arrest and the propaganda spewed by Fox News is very important, not just because I was arrested, but as a case point example of how they lie to the public. It's a good exercise to go over it, to train our minds to be able to recognize the tricks. Rob in New York, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I
apologize for my voice. A little bit too much screaming this weekend. I just want to bring up two little things. One, I got to thank you on behalf of everybody from We Are Change for coming down and showing us Endgame. I've been following you for over 10 years, and it's definitely the best thing you've ever done. You know, between that and Loose Change, Final Cut, I think both those movies are going to really make a difference. And just can't wait for it to be out.
So you saw the premiere. This is Rob from We Are Change, isn't it?
Yes.
I recognize your voice. Good to talk to you again. And everybody was so great. Tom, I didn't think I needed security while I was there, and then somebody ran up behind me and punched me in the back. I never talked about that. And they grabbed him within 2 seconds, and he was great. Everybody was so wonderful out there. But you saw Endgame. What did you think of it? Give us a review.
It blew me away. I actually would maybe refrain for a full review because it kind of upset me. I was getting pulled away every 10 seconds, hooking up wires and stuff, so I did miss some big chunks of it. But just in general, the professionalism, the way it was designed, you know, everything. I had a decent idea as to what was going to be in it already, and, you know, it just blew me away. I mean, it's definitely a, you know, production-level quality documentary, not even going into the actual information that's in.
That's right. You guys were getting ready for After It Ended to have Immortal Technique and the guys rappel down out of the top of the theater. So you were busy setting up for the band behind the stage. Magically, the big movie screen that came down out of a motorized spool in the ceiling broke right before the showing the night before. So you guys didn't sleep, went to Home Depot, bought huge pieces of plywood, painted them white, built a whole stage, ran the whole operation, put on, what, 3-4 bands, first responders, and all of it for the first responders. We've got Luke coming up later. I assume we'll find out how much money we did raise. Hopefully we raised some after expenses, so expensive that the different venues they rented to give to the Feel Good Foundation and other groups. But I'm going to have some of the first responders on this show to try to support a trip for them to D.C. in buses to go literally confront the congressmen and women with their plight, because that's something that they really want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I give you a lot of credit for the L.A. thing that you put together, because we learned firsthand, you know, it's not that easy to put these things together. There's, you know, you need to do so much planning and everything.
Well, here's the deal. What both the venues you rented were, what, $10,000 plus having to pay for insurance and security and all these other things in L.A., because Charlie wanted to have it there, but I was, you know, paying for it, and which was fine. We looked at like 10 or 15 different venues. The Sheraton was the cheapest at $40,000 for 2 days. And people asked why I charged 50-something bucks. We actually lost $5,000 on that after everything was paid for, after flying all the presenters out, after, you know, which, of course, I wasn't paid to fly out, which is fine, but we try to, you know, pay for their hotels, everything. After all of that, we ended up losing $5,000. So that was actually a loss. But the information that got out was a big win. It got on C-SPAN. It had such a huge effect. Just absolutely fabulous. But I hope you guys have something left over to give to the first responders.
Yep.
But I know they also
I think we will, and I'm sure Luke will be able to answer that a little later, because we've been all resting. I haven't even had a chance to talk to him.
I know Luke didn't even sleep for days. Yeah.
No. One other quick thing before I go, I just want to bring up this whole, we've been too busy, but this whole nuke story thing going on. I agree with you that, you know, it's probably a big red herring, but I was doing some research last night, and one thing that kind of scared me was I came across a couple articles, Military Times, a couple other places, and they claim that since 1968, they've never flown a nuclear warhead in combat configuration because of the accidents they had back in the 50s, losing a whole bunch of them. And actually, Bush Sr. in 91, with this part of the SALT treaty, he stopped all loading of weapons, even on the tarmac. So it kind of scares me.
That's not what I know about it.
Yeah, I mean, this came off Military Times. I could send Aaron the link. You might want to check it out.
Send it right now, my friend. Send it right now, and I will definitely print that off and go over it. They may tell you they don't load nukes on planes, but that's not the case. That's unbelievable. But I believe you. We'll look into it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Penso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito.
Welcome back. We're about to go to Luke Radowski's. We can really talk about the incredible developments that happened. There has been so much that developed in New York. The New York Times, in the actual paper, had a big write-up about Luke Radowski and his girlfriend who lost a family member on 9/11. They got into the pit with family members. They had passes into the pit, the walled-off area with Bush and all the rest of them in it. They were able to get into there and then scream and yell at Point Blank Range at Giuliani. I didn't even know this was in the New York Times 2 days ago on Wednesday. And it was also in several other New York papers. There's stacks of articles that gave us coverage I haven't even covered. There's things I haven't even told you that happened. There's experiences. I haven't even played all the Geraldo clips and analyzed them yet. We're going to do that right now with Luke in just a moment when we finish up telling you about the sponsor. This hour brought to you by Innerfood. The great folks, the great people at Interfood have the best green food out there, bar none. I'm taking it. Aaron Dykes is taking it. Rob here in the office is taking it. Paul Watson called up yesterday and said, is it really that good? I'm going to get some. And I said, what do you think? I'm pitching something I don't believe in? Yes, it's high-quality green food made by Patriots. I didn't even know this when I first got them as a sponsor. They started right here in Austin, friends with George Humphreys, friends with Dr. Breeding. I mean, these are great people. And this is a nutrient you absorb it all because it's got 20-plus ingredients in it. And then instead of it being in a vitamin form, it's in the food form, the food concentrate, and you just drink it, and then you absorb it. And we're lacking so many minerals and cofactors and key enzymes, ladies and gentlemen. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduce food cravings, healthy, radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improve liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improve digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing, on and on and on. ENERfood.com or click on their banner on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com and get 10% off. And get it in bulk and get another 20% on top of that. ENERfood.com or 1-866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. And I'm not going to belabor this, folks, but sponsors make this show possible. I'm able to fly to New York with three people and cameras and put on a benefit for free out of my pocket. And the trip cost me $8,000, by the way. That's why I'm almost broke, you know. But because we have these great sponsors, I'm able to make the films and do it all. And they're high quality on top of it, so please support them. Please buy from them. They're great people. And also, get my books and videos. That's how we fund what we're doing here. The books, the videos, the tapes, the materials, the T-shirts, the ball caps at InfoWars.com on the secure online video and book store shopping cart. It's all there. Hundreds and hundreds of the best items. Pocket constitutions, citizen rule books go free in every order. We have cut the prices down to almost nothing because the mission is to get the material out. So please support us. Go to InfoWars.com and get Terrorstorm Final Cut. Get the new video about global warming or global governance. Get The Late Great USA by Dr. Corsi. It's all available at / discounted prices at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. Or see them all online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I mean, I don't like to talk about this, but after we go to New York or after we have events like this, you know, I start looking at the books, and it's a big nut to crack. And so your support of the sponsors, the books, the videos, all of it is absolutely essential. And I want to thank you for all of your support, or we couldn't do any of this. Luke Radowski, so much happened. You've got the floor in 5 minutes. Run down. Luke Radowski just turned 21 last week. He's been doing this now for 4 years, a real freedom fighter. Luke, run through just, number one, the stuff we haven't covered yet. Like, you just read to me the headlines out of the New York Times and other papers. I didn't even know about all that. I mean, just tell us about the issues that people aren't aware of yet that happened that I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing 5 days of events, 5 days of street actions and 3 days of events that took place here last weekend. And it was truly incredible. And there's so many things that it's really hard to just mention in 5 minutes. But really quickly, on 9/11, when I was in the pit with Sabrina Rivera, we actually saw Giuliani there shaking hands with people down there in the pit at Ground Zero where people were laying down the flyers. And even just hearing some of the family members there who were walking down talking about how does he have the audacity to be here? And as soon as we were walking down, he was all the way at the end of the ramp going up. And as soon as the security guards, people saw him, they immediately were trying to rush him out of there. And they were rushing him out of the
building. Let's be clear. They saw your T-shirts. It's been in major papers that the vast majority of the families, the firemen, the police, hate him. And so you see him. They see your 9/11 inside job, investigate 9/11 shirts. He starts scurrying. What happened?
Well, not only investigating 9/11 T-shirts, I was pretty much hiding and covering that up, and we were wearing jackets, so they really couldn't see us. But I know through prior Giuliani events where me, Sabrina, and
you confronted him what, four times now?
Yeah, they identify us by our faces now. We were covering up our investigating 9/11 T-shirts, and they saw Sabrina's face and my face, and they recognized it. I see the same security guards around Giuliani all the time, and I see them looking at me, and as soon as they see me or Sabrina, their face kind of panics, and they kind of start sweating a little bit and talking on their radios and moving around a lot. And when they saw us coming down the ramp to Ground Zero, to the pit, to pay respects, they were immediately trying to get him out of there. And then me and Sabrina followed Chase along with Nathan Evans, and we were there, and as he was coming out, we were asking him, you know, how does he have the audacity to be here? How dare he be here? You know, and Sabrina...
By the way, do you have video of that?
That video's coming out soon. Me and Nathan Evans are working on it actually right now. And actually, you see him running away from me and Sabrina. The security guards, the security staff actually assaulted Sabrina. You see on video the security guards shoving and elbowing, throwing elbows at Sabrina. And Sabrina's just trying to walk by to him just to ask him a question. And they're just physically assaulting her. And then on the way out, we just started screaming that he's scum, that he's trash, and that he doesn't belong to be here because he's one of the criminals on 9/11, not one of the heroes. And then recently, after that day was over.
Well, wait. Go over the New York Times, because they quoted you guys about how they were thrown in the trash can, how the potholes were filled with the dead.
Oh yeah, on September 12th, the New York Times released an article that says, quote, "Man confronts Giuliani at Ground Zero ceremony." And then the New York Metro local newspaper here also released a story about the incident and what happened at Ground Zero. So luckily, they did cover those two incidents. They're out there, people know about it, and this person, you know, he does not deserve to be here. He does not deserve to be there at Ground Zero. He's one of the criminals, and we have to let him know that he's a crook and that he's not one of the heroes of 9/11.
Now, Luke, are you ready to break the incredible news of what you did a week and a half ago that no one even knows about?
Oh, as far as Bill Clinton, I think we're just going to wait till we release the video about that, but we're going to have an amazing new confrontation coming out where we confronted Bill Clinton. The video is going to be literally amazing, and people are going to be shocked to see exactly how we confronted him, what we did on him. I would have to talk to Matt LaPace exactly what he wants to do, but as far as getting into details, I don't think we'll be smart to get into details right now about it.
Well, Luke, you better get that out quick.
Yeah, we're working very hard here. We have.
I know you put them together with great music and edits. I would just put it up there raw with the website addresses. I mean, I would get that up there as fast as you can, buddy.
Because
the word's out there about it. I mean, you know, the word's out there. Everybody knows about it, so we might as well just get it out there as quick as possible, Luke.
Yeah, we could definitely mention what happened if you want. I mean, it was an amazing confrontation where we just basically just grilled him. And I asked him a question, you know, why didn't he extradite Osama bin Laden when the Sudanese government gave him up? And he just blatantly ignored me.
And by the way, his face all swells up red, and then it goes on and on, folks. This is the greatest confrontation I've ever seen, and it's off the charts. I mean, you have gone into territory, Luke, that I've never even gone into with this, and then the Fox News thing taking over for 25 minutes.
I mean, that's what it's about, and that's what we're trying to exemplify. We're trying to motivate people to do this and explain to them it's easy. And if we could do it, if a little kid, if a 21-year-old kid could do it, if anybody could do it, and that's what's beautiful about this. We're trying.
Well,
to
they tell you you're kids when you're 21. Some of the founding fathers were 25. I mean, that's not, you know, there were people who sailed around the world when they were 19 as captains of ships, so.
Age is only a number, and it's really your heart and your mind that are really the only thing that matters. And people have to understand we're in a critical situation here, and unless we do something, unless the American people act, we're going to lose this country. We're going to lose everything this country stood for. And it's up to us. It's up to the American people. It's for the people, by the people. And if we don't take this country back, it's really not going to be a country that we could really live in. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're stepping up the bar. We're raising the level. And I just want people to look at what we're doing and to do it in their cities and towns, because these criminals should not be able to walk in any city block, on any corner, anywhere in the world without being confronted on their lies, on their murder. These people are murderers, for God's sakes. They should at least be called on it. And it's up to us to do it, and I hope people take examples of what we're doing and do it in their cities and their towns to make sure these people can't.
Absolutely. I mean, we are changes leading the info war in the fight against the globalists right now. I want it because I've been promising to do this for days, and I'm going to keep you into the next hour, Luke, as we walk through all this, and then we're going to take calls until the bottom of the next hour, then I'm going to get into economic news. And, boy, folks, there's a lot of it here on my plate today. And it's very important, so stay with us for that. But Luke, this is a 9-minute clip. This is just compilations of at least 25 minutes of Geraldo Rivera taking over. John, you have all those time code dates I gave you, correct? You don't have them anymore? I gave them to you yesterday, I know, but it's okay. You know what? Let's just start at the top and just play through all of it, and we'll just comment at each minute. I mean, the fluff news they had on there about cooking cookies in the car because it's so hot. They've got the women all up there dressed like strumpets or tarts. And, Luke, describe what happened briefly. We're going to go into the clip.
I mean, it was an amazing clip. Geraldo Rivera was going live. We found out of nowhere. We took everybody there outside Fox 5 News Studios as they were going live, and we took over the Fox 5 media station.
And to describe the topography, they're in about a 6-foot raised stage with two fences around it, an internal little fence and then another fence around us. And we literally chanted, a couple hundred of us who had marched down from Times Square at the military recruiting station, we heard he was going live, a rarity, outside, were able to completely take over. And then the chants, once I go on the bullhorn, you can clearly hear over the air, 9/11 is an inside job, over and over again. And he was turning around, flipping us off, cussing at us, screaming at us. He was saying that we were bathroom sex addicts. He was just totally discrediting himself. Here it is.
Radio City Music Hall, just a couple of blocks uptown from Fox World headquarters. And if you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who've come. Oh, 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a life. Get a life. 9/11 was an inside job. But it was 82 degrees, 87 degrees, a high of 87 degrees in New York today. This is Dr. Ashton, Jennifer Ashton. There was also a canine dog who died in a hot car. Why is it so dangerous? Why do cars get so hot?
Right. Well, Geraldo, the important analogy here between pets and babies is they're unable to sweat. Then the animal goes into multiple system organ failure and dies.
Here's an experiment that we performed today. Take a look. So, Dr. Ashton, here are the cookies. We literally cook these cookies just from the heat inside the car.
Exactly. The proteins in our body literally become denatured. They separate, and that's how people die.
Judge Pirro, put the microphone close by your mouth. Should this mother have been given a free pass, as she has been by the authorities?
Absolutely not, Geraldo. And the truth is that she left this child alone in the car before other mothers whose children suffer far less damage or injury have been prosecuted.
Okay. Let me do an update now on the death of an immigrant worker up in Mount Kisco, New York. You might recall that a guy with a criminal record who had been in trouble a lot, who'd been in and out of the drunk tank, was found dead. A 42-year-old homeless illegal immigrant from Guatemala named Rene Perez. Fernando Mateo. Fernando, thanks for being on. Now, you called on the cops to solve the killing of Perez and the other immigrants who have died in that area over the past few years. Now a cop has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Are you satisfied that justice has been done?
No, justice has not been done. There's going to be a trial. The trial is going to go on for about a year.
Well said, Fernando. You agree, Judge. You were the DA in that town.
Absolutely, and I work with Fernando. And the truth is that when you have so many immigrants who are being killed and where the cases are not being looked at, it's a problem. This is only one case of many.
Yeah, there's no disagreement at all.
Absolutely
you agree.
Not. We're all on the
you
same
know,
page.
Deport them if they're criminals. Don't kill them is the point.
Exactly.
When we come back, we'll take you into the secret world of restroom gay sex. I think these demonstrators are all into restroom gay sex. And talk live with the Hooters girl who got booted from the plane after that. Welcome back, everybody. We've been surrounded by an activist, radical, I don't know, communist group. I don't know who the hell they are. But let me go on to our planned program. First, he said he was going to step down after allegedly approaching an undercover cop for sex in an airport bathroom. Lori Dew checked into the men's room to find out. So, Lori, the odds are of this happening by chance pretty low.
Extremely low.
the sad part about all this is that Larry Craig had to go to a public place. If it's true, if he is gay, he had to go to a public place. And that's the shame of homosexuality in this country right today. At least the shame that the Republican Party puts on it.
Joining us now, Deputy Chief of the Bergen County, New Jersey Sheriff's Office, Brian Reich, who up until 8 months ago engaged in sex things with the Bergen County Sex Crimes Unit. So how obvious are these guys? I mean, what the senator did, is this in keeping with the way the MO, they pick up guys in public restrooms?
They're extremely nefarious about what they do, and they're just revolving doors, these places, absolute revolving doors.
I want to bring in our resident psychologist, Dr. Vissoria Zadrock. Come on here. Why do men risk so much to do something like that?
Well, sexual urges are extremely powerful primal urges.
When we get back, we're going to get to the really good parts and get Luke Radowski's take on it into the next hour. We'll also take your calls if you were there during the 9/11 truth events that went on for 5 days, led by We Are Change, the next wave in the info war. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole garden is gonna be against the law.
I can see the day coming when even your home garden is going to be against the law. Yeah. The New World Order think it's sundown on the Union. But we're not going along with it quietly, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, democracy don't rule the world. Better get that through your head.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that better than nothing.
Welcome back.
From Broadway to the Misty Way.
A lot of real estate indeed. All right, I'm going to shut up. Stop singing. Luke Radowski, good to have you on with us, my friend. Now we've got it queued up to the really good spots here. Let's play the next clip, and we'll comment on it. Here is Geraldo, who literally looked like some type of Stromboli devil right out of Pinocchio. Here it is.
Let's go to Mark Garagos. I think it's quieter in Los Angeles. Mike, do you think this is entrapment? Mark?
I don't know if it's entrapment. I just wonder, why is it that the police are spending their time in this bathroom?
The ludicrous part of it, though, Mark, that people feel compelled to have sex in places like public restrooms on the freeway?
Well, if there's something ludicrous, first of all,
that's enough for there. Cue it up to the next point, please. I mean, Luke, I mean, you could hear it loud and clear. That was, of course, the bullhorn.
I mean, it was a beautiful thing. I mean, we brought the truth to Fox 5 for over 30 minutes. I mean, we took over Fox 5. I mean, and we took it over with the truth, and we gave the people listening to the truth. Fox 5 is not doing their job, so it's up to us to make
sure. By the way, I mean, you keep saying Fox 5. That's the local. This went out nationally.
And that's beautiful, man. That's amazing. I mean, thousands of people saw that. Thousands of people are now going to research it. Thousands of people are going to Google it.
Try millions. I looked at its ratings. It's got 1.5 million viewers on average.
Awesome, man. That's even better, man. And it's something that I encourage all American people to do, because this is the only way the media will hear the truth behind 9/11. There's no other way. I mean, we have to do their job. They're not doing their job. And it's up to us to do the right thing, and we're doing it, man. And it was a beautiful day. And you see Geraldo, man, he was getting so stressed out. His facial hair was falling out, man. And it was beautiful, man. And seeing him how mad he got. I mean, he was so immature. He was like a little 12-year-old kid.
He flipped us off, cussed at us every break. And that video is all on the web, up on PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to the next clip. Here it is.
They really are one of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen. One of the leaders, I guess. If violence breaks out, don't worry, we can handle it. Our Fox News team can take this bunch of. I don't want to use any foul language, but the funny thing. Let me go back to our scripted.
All right.
The funny thing about
the Fox team can take us, and actually they were scurrying in fear when people started climbing up over the fence. Remember that?
Yeah, it was scary then. They really couldn't really debunk us. All they could say is little childish, you know, childish behavior. They were like, oh, they're unattractive. They're communists. They're homosexuals, gay lovers. They couldn't say nothing else. And that's the funny part about it. Seeing them act so immature just proves that we're right, proves that we're doing our job, and they're not.
It was almost spiritual, though, with him all dressed up in that suit, with that big handlebar mustache, like some third world caricature of a devil, and the women all dressed up scantily, sassy pants sticking their rear ends out. I mean, did you see him striking the poses and all of that?
Yeah, there were floozies. They were showing themselves, showing off their bodies everywhere. But it really was biblical, because this thing came out of nowhere. I mean, just the minutes before he went live.
Stay there. We're going to launch the third hour of the InfoWar in 70 seconds.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.